Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey. Today I'm bringing you some incredible news from the markets, something you don't see every day or even every year. A rare technical indicator, the Zweig Breadth Thrust, has just triggered. Historically, every time this signal has fired, markets have posted double-digit gains within the next year. And it's not alone. Multiple bullish signals are flashing at the same time, confirming a major shift in the momentum. In today's episode, we're going to break down what the Zweig thrust is, why it matters, and why this could be the clearest buy-the-dip signal we've seen in years. So let's get started. Now, sometimes the market whispers and other times it shouts. Last week, the market didn't whisper, it roared. A Zweig breadth thrust, one of the rarest and most reliable technical indicators in market history, just triggered. If you know your market history, you understand how big this is. If not, buckle up, because this isn't just any buy-the-dip signal. It's the mother of all buy-the-dip signals, and it just lit up the tape. So what is the Zweig breadth thrust? The late Marty Zweig, one of the most respected market strategists of the 20th century, developed the indicator. It flags the moment when bearish sentiment burns out and a powerful bullish reversal is underway. Here's how it works. It tracks the 10-day moving average of advancing stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. When that average surges from below 40% to above 61.5% in 10 days or fewer, the signal fires. That's exactly what happened last week. So why does this matter? Since World War II, the Zweig breadth thrust has triggered only 18 times. And after each one, the market was higher 6 months later, 100% of the time. The market was higher 12 months later, 100% of the time. And the average 12-month return after a Zweig thrust was up 25%. Now let that sink in. 18 for 18, zero false positive, massive gains. Do you see why I call this the mother of all buy-the-dip signals? But it's not just the Zweig breadth thrust flashing green. A perfect storm of bullish technical signals is forming right now, all pointing in the same direction. Let's run through the recent fireworks. The 70% advancers signal. Over the past 10 trading sessions, six have seen more than 70% of stocks on the New York Stock Exchange close higher. So how rare is that? Going back to 1950, it's happened just 7 times before. And after each of those, you guessed it, stocks were higher 6 months and 12 months later, the average 12-month gain was up 23%. This is what it looks like when broad-based institutional buying re-enters the market. Not just a few mega caps dragging the tape, the whole market is lifting. And the Bollinger Band is reversing. 2 weeks ago, more than 70% of S&P 500 stocks were trading below their lower Bollinger Band. Bollinger Bands are technical indicators that measure price volatility and extreme conditions. When stocks trade below the lower band, they're considered oversold and often excessively so. Fast forward to the end of last week, not a single stock in the S&P 500 is below its lower Bollinger Band. That flip from deep oversold to full recovery has happened only a handful of times since 1990. And again, every time, stocks were higher 12 months later. Average gain, up 16%. That's a powerful whiplash reversal, and it's happening right now. So is there a breakaway momentum on the horizon? Well, the breakaway momentum breadth thrust, perhaps the only signal as legendary as Zweig's, is on the verge of triggering too. So here's the setup. It triggers when the 10-day ratio of advancing to declining stocks exceed 1.97. Historically, this has happened only a couple of dozen times since World War II. Stocks went up 12 months later, 95% of the time, with an average return up 21%. As of today, we are this close to triggering the breakaway momentum breath thrust, especially considering the following. If we get 1,660 net advancers today, it triggers. Or if we get 3,030 net advancers across today and tomorrow, it also triggers. That's within reach, and the market momentum says it's possible. The fundamentals are lining up. The best technical signals come when they're confirmed by the macro picture. That's what we're seeing now. This is not some technical bounce in a vacuum. The fundamentals are shifting fast and in bulls' favor. Trade war tensions, for one, are thawing quickly. The Liberation Day tariffs shocked the market in early April. But since then, we've seen tariff pauses, widespread exemptions, and a significant softening in trade rhetoric. As a result, the average effective U.S. tariff rate has dropped from 27% to about 20% in 3 weeks. Some trade deals appear on the way in May with Japan, India, Vietnam, and others, while China trade deals look possible in May or June. And that could push the average tariff rate down toward 10%. The direction of trade policy is and should remain decisively positive. Meanwhile, we are starting to hear chatter of the Fed getting back into rate-cutting mode. The Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack said last week that the Fed could cut rates in June if the data is clear. We think it will be, especially with trade easing and inflation softening. That sets the stage for a rate-cutting cycle into year-end. And maybe most importantly, earnings are holding up. The first quarter earnings season is off to a strong start. Last week, for example, Alphabet reported blowout results showing that AI spending, ad demand, and cloud strength are all alive and well. Plus, early reports from AI infrastructure companies like Texas Instruments and Lam Research have been bullish too. Same with early reports from AI software firms like ServiceNow. So what is the final word? Let's recap. The Zweig breath thrust just triggered. 100% success rate since World War II. The 70% advancer signal, last 7 times, equaled all gains. The Bollinger Band reversal, consistent 16 plus gains. The breakaway momentum thrust nearly there, 95% success rate. Tariffs falling, Fed pivoting, earnings strong. This is what market liftoffs look like. This is Wall Street's version of all systems go. If you've been waiting for clarity, this is it. The technicals say buy, the fundamentals say buy, the tape says buy. The Zweig breath thrust is a once every few years gift to investors, and when it hits, history tells us you want to be long and strong. The last time we saw it was in March 2023, which was right before the market launched into the AI boom. Now we're seeing it again with even more fuel. So don't overthink this. The opportunity is here. The signal has fired. As you can see, while today's headlines may still sound uncertain, the underlying signals couldn't be clearer. The Zweig breath thrust, 70% advancers, Bollinger Band reversal, and improving fundamentals are pointing toward a market liftoff. If you've been sitting on the sidelines, this might be the time to reevaluate your strategy. If you'd like help positioning your retirement and investment plan for the opportunities ahead, you can download our free guide, Tariffs and Your Retirement, or schedule a personalized lifestyle and legacy assessment with me directly. Links are in the show notes. Until next time, stay sharp, stay optimistic, and remember, buy the dip, own the future, the opportunity is here. See you next time.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.